be alone, safe in my shell. No one can hurt me in my personal hell. Back on the wall, hand by my back, feet on the ground, fleeting attack.
Here. Thank you for tuning in to 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. Again, you're listening to The Loft, and this is Frank Y on the mic. Dill Kid is also in the studio. We have a great show for you this evening. That was Don't You Know by Jan Hammer Group. As always, we start off the show with that great tune. Up next, we have one by Roy Porter, Sound Machine. This one is called Funky Twitch. So that one was Funky Twitch by the Roy Porter Sound Machine. We have a message from the loft and the station coming up next, courtesy of Dillkid.
Just a quick fact tonight from the loft. A texting driver is 23 times more likely to get into a crash than a non-texting driver. Be careful out there. Back to you, Frank.
As always, short, simple, and to the point. That's how we like to keep it. Because we want to keep the tunes going here at the loft. Oh, there's a text. Definitely a texting driver out there. If you heard that horn, warning all the other people on the road about that. So anyways, back to some music here on the loft. As always, we will continue with the Del Quarry at 6:30 tonight. But before that, we have one by Marvin Gaye. This one is from 1982. And it's one we all know and love. It's called Rockin' After Midnight.
We'll be rockin' after midnight. Thank you.
So the song you just heard was Sizzle Stick by Lonnie Smith. And that's a great song. That one came after George Benson's Bluesadelic. And before that, we had Tower of Power playing After Hours from Soul Side of Town, the album. Before that, we heard Marvin Gaye with Rockin' After Midnight. And we started off the show with the Jan Hammer group playing Don't You Know. Right after that, we had the Roy Porter Sound Machine playing Funky Twitch. That was all great tunes there so far. Without further ado, we're going to move into the Dull Query part of the show. Tonight, we're going to make the questions a little bit easier. We're both tired, both had long weeks, got a lot of work to do. So the questions will be actually tailored to those things. Dill, how are you?
Doing well.
All right, so this weekend we're going to think about school-related things and life-related things. So first off, if you had the option to be able to never sleep, so you were always alert and always ready, but you could never go to sleep for your entire life, that's option one. Option two is that you were awake, four of the 7 days, but then for those 3 days you had to sleep for, you know, all three of those days, all 24 hours for all three of those days, but for those 4 days you felt completely rested, no need to sleep. So would you rather never go to sleep or sleep for 3 days?
If you never go to sleep, would you be feeling tired or are you feeling fine?
You're feeling fine, but imagine never being able to relax, or, you know.
I mean, you could still relax. You get used to that.
You never close your eyes, though. What about that? You never close your eyes. You know?
I think I could get used to it.
Yeah, I was also thinking that. You'd be really productive.
Yeah, sign me up.
You'd get every... Yeah, exactly. Sign me up. All right. Question two. Do you prefer... So, this is sort of related to the work aspect of life. So, would you rather have, like in school, for example, something where you never get work and you just have a test on everything, the entire course at the end of the year, cumulative, everything, it's worth the entire grade, or would you rather have homework every day and test every day in class following that, but you don't have any like final exams or anything, like quizzes rather, but you don't have any final exams, you know, no papers, it's just you get quizzed every single day, every single day of class?
I like being self-directed, so I'm gonna go with the one final.
The final. Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a tough one because you have a lot riding on it, but at the same time, you can control your own destiny.
If you plan your time right, it's very doable.
Very doable. So anyway, so yeah, that was sleep and work was on our mind, so thought we'd go with that today. We're going to keep it short here, so we're going to get back into some music. Thanks for participating today, Dill.
Yeah, it's great as always.
Great as always. Next week we'll be back with some more of the query and probably some more of the theoretical stuff that... sort of crazy themes that you usually hear. This week we're keeping it simple, you know, by the books, as they say. So without talking too much more, we're going to play you some jazzy instrumentals here from Marcus D. This one is off of his album Melancholy Prequel, and it's entitled Reverie. So I do hope you enjoy the second half of The Loft this evening. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Tufts, Medford Freeform Radio. Thank you for tuning in. So you just heard Grammatic playing Still Here. Before that we had Grammatic again with Chillaxin' by the Sea. Both of those were off of the album SB number 2. Before that we had Marcus D playing Musical Peace off of the album Lone Wolf. The Lone Wolf, rather. And before that we actually had Grammatic again with Don't You Know off of the same album SB number 2. And Marcus D started off the set with Reverie. Just wanted to take this time to thank all of the loyal listeners out there, the Lofters from Princeton, New Jersey, and my brother listening from Loyola with all of his friends. Thank you for tuning in this evening. Special thanks to Tony Bennett, loyal listener in Princeton, and a loyal Lofter. Can attribute the design of the loft to him. We have free stickers if anybody needs those or wants those, free and open to the public, so you can show your support for the loft and the station. So we're closing out the show here. 4 more minutes left. We got one more tune for you. We're going to bring it back. This is going to be Grover Washington Jr. Off of his album Wine Light. This one is called Just the Two of Us. Classic tune. Love it. It's from the album, again, Wine Light, 1980. Really think you're going to enjoy it if you haven't heard it already. But thank you for tuning in this evening to The Loft. And thank you for listening to The Quarry and enjoying the music with us this evening. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Tufts, Medford, Freeform Radio. This is Just the Two of Us. Have a good evening, everyone. Peace.
Raindrops fall, and the beauty of it all is when the sun comes shining through to make those rainbows in my mind. When I think of you sometime, and I want to spend some time with you, just the two of us. We can make it if we try. We look for love, no time for tears. Wasted water's all that is, and it don't make no flowers grow. Good things might come to those who wait, but not for those who wait too late. We gotta go for all we know. Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us.